DW.
White and grey ash covers a vast cleared area in the middle of the dry Amazon forest. In Santa Rosa de Tucabaca, Bolivia's Chicoutimi region has seen fires raging for the last month, and the ground is still glowing. Ronald Piccolomino Tacao is a tourist guide in the village of Robore in Chicoutimi. He has been serving as a firefighter for over a month now. He recalls the many hours he spent trying to contain the fires.
It was like hell on earth. It was flames, smoke, things I can't explain. Imagine flames everywhere, fire everywhere, smoke and desperate people shouting, asking for water.
Drought in this eastern part of Bolivia has been severe this year. As in neighbouring Brazil, it's common practice to start controlled fires to prepare the soil for the next harvest. But many have spread out of control, morphing into wildfires. Lourdes Montero works for Oxfam Bolivia and is visiting the affected area in order to plan Oxfam's response to the situation caused by the massive wildfires.
It's bad that 1 million hectares have burned so far, out of a total of 16 million hectares that make up Chiquitania's forest in Bolivia.
Chiquitania has a very low population density, so the damage has been mainly environmental. But some indigenous people have been affected.
It is a territory that has two indigenous groups. They live in this area where they produce citrus fruits, beans, rice and corn, and these territories have been affected.
Vania Montenegro Aranibar is a local farmer from the village of Penil. She grows lemon, passion fruit and avocado trees. Vania Montenegro and her family were among those most affected by the fires. Tears come to her eyes as she remembers cooking lunch for her six children on a Saturday in mid-August. It was then that she noticed the fire.
Mis patos se quemaron.
My ducks burned. They burned completely. They died in half an hour because their feathers caught on fire. From mid-morning until 9 o'clock at night, we were fighting the fire as it came in. It was here, there, and everywhere. The fire surrounded my property.
The fires in Penil have taken a toll on Vania.
I'm very sad how many animals must have been burned, how many species, trees. They are the lungs of the earth, the trees. It makes me really sad. We're destroying this world for our grandchildren.
In July, Bolivia's President Evo Morales passed legislation that encourages slash-and-burn farming as a way to create agricultural land. This in the run-up to a presidential election in October. The wildfires are being used on all sides to criticise political opponents. Vania Montenegro explains that it's not the first time that wildfires have affected her community, but she hopes that the global attention will help change things.
This year, I don't know if it's because of the political campaigns, the world has suddenly showed solidarity with us. But I just want the fire to stop, because I love my plants, my animals, nature, and it has all been destroyed, maybe because of irresponsible people. We don't know who, but it has already destroyed more than 1 million hectares.
All over Chiquitania, frustration and sorrow at recent events was palpable for the immense area that was burned. Firefighters tried to control the massive fires, making their way through the dense forest with machetes, and then trying to control the fire with 20-litre water tanks on their backs. But the battle against the blaze seems one-sided, like an impossible fight for the firefighters to ever win. As both a firefighter and a nature lover, Ronald Piccolomino Tacao gets teary-eyed remembering the dramatic events of the last month.
One feels powerless, but really there is nothing else to do than to fight. We have to keep fighting for our family and nature.
Ronald talks about how he has seen a lot of wild animals suffering, monkeys, turtles, snakes, trying to escape the fire. He gets emotional, talking about the importance of the forest.
The Chiquitano forest is like our life, the future for our children. What's happening right now is something really painful. I don't have words for it. The forest is our life, not only for me and my family, but for everyone in the world.
Ronald is a father of three, and his children always ask him about the situation with the wildfires.
Sometimes I don't know how to tell them because it makes them sad, but really, they should know what's happening because this is their future.